WorldCom has fired its chief financial officer after the nation's number two long-distance carrier discovered nearly $4 billion had been improperly accounted for. The bookkeeping discrepancy is possibly the biggest in U.S. history. It's another blow for the battered telecom industry and for WorldCom, which plans to cut its workforce by 17,000 people, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The numbers are startling, even after a wave of other corporate corrections. WorldCom says it mischaracterized $3.8 billion worth of expenses over a 15-month period. The admission erases all of the company's reported profits for 2001 and the first 3 months of this year. An internal audit revealed that WorldCom had improperly recorded some of its expenses as capital items, artificially inflating cash flow and profits. Accounting professor Brett Truman of the University of California at Berkeley says while there's a certain amount of judgment involved in such classification of expenses, an error of this size is unprecedented.
It certainly doesn't look at all like a mistake in judgment. Not at all. This is just too massive. The question is how many people at the top knew about it, but it is just very hard to believe that it's anything other than a fraud designed to fool shareholders.
WorldCom's new CEO, John Sidgemore, says he was shocked by the discovery and that he's committed to operating WorldCom in accordance with the highest ethical standards. The company fired its chief financial officer, Scott Sullivan, and accepted the resignation of controller David Myers. WorldCom also alerted the Securities and Exchange Commission and notified its former auditor, Arthur Anderson. On Monday, Anderson told WorldCom, in light of the inappropriate accounting, its financial statements could not be relied upon. Anderson says it complied with professional standards, but Truman says it's too soon to say what Anderson knew or should have known about the bookkeeping.
If a company really works hard at it, it very well can, at least for a short period of time, fool the auditor. The question, though, is how could WorldCom have managed to fool the auditor to the extent of $3.8 billion in expenditures.
The once high-flying WorldCom was already under investigation by the SEC. Its credit rating has fallen, and its former chief executive Bernie Ebers resigned under pressure in April. Telecom analyst Scott Cleland has long warned that WorldCom and other telecommunications companies could not live up to the overhyped promise of their data trafficking networks. But even Cleland was caught off guard by the magnitude of WorldCom's mistake.
That is a spectacularly huge misstatement, and this will catch the marketplace by a big surprise. We've been saying for a long time that data was not profitable, but the market was fixated on data traffic and thought that, you know, the stock should go up exponentially like the data traffic was.
WorldCom is now slashing costs and plans to cut its workforce by 20%. The company says it's committed to a long-term future, but Cleland says with its massive debt load from past acquisitions, WorldCom has no future, short of restructuring in bankruptcy.
They simply can't cut their costs enough to overcome the imploding revenue base they have. And so unless they can restructure and shed $10, $15, $20, $25 billion worth of debt, they're dead model walking.
What's more, WorldCom's massive restatement will likely increase nervous investors' skepticism of all financial reporting. Scott Horsley, NPR News.